It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, with Dan the Voice Diker, Bill Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Kevin K. Ram Ramzo, on Dog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also sponsored by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. The Comfort Inn in Onalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Now here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin with today's report.
Well, hi again, race fans. It's Radio Man Dan Diker along with the gang. Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin is sitting right over there. Kevin Ramsell is on the phones. Big racing coming up at the La Crosse Speedway tonight. We're going to let you know what's going on there. Dells Raceway Park's got racing going on. And we're coming off of a fantastic weekend, fellas, where we had Big 8 late models at Toma last Friday night. Biggest crowd I've ever seen there.
Yeah, the pictures I saw were phenomenal. It's the biggest crowd I've ever seen.
They were parked in the alfalfa field before the pit gate and then all the way down to Highway 21.
Paul, it was a sight to see. Like I said, the pictures I saw probably didn't do it justice to being there.
Yeah, it was just an incredible sight to see. The grandstand so big, the biggest series we've ever had race at Toma. This was a great show. A little rough start for the feature, but they eventually got going, and it was a great show in the end.
And Kevin Ramsell, you saw some of the names that came out to run Toma that had never been there before. From your neck in the woods, I was surprised John Reynolds Jr., Driver X, was up there. But what about Jesse Bernhagen starting 10th, surviving and winning?
I wasn't really surprised with Bernhagen winning because he ran there when way before Greg Oliver took over the track when that other promoter was there, you know, that one that we won't talk about. And Bernhagen ran up there a few times and such with it. But I tell you what, the Big Ace sure showed everybody that Toma Sparta Speedway can run late models on that track. And they put on a really good show with it. And it was really cool to see the crowd up there as well. And I had the chance to watch it on MidwestTour.tv. And it was a really good show from what I could see.
Bernhagen won our first late model race with the Triple Crown.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he won leg one of the Triple Crown just a couple of weeks ago, so dude knows his way around that track.
And I think round two is July 22nd.
Yep, 2 weeks. Yep.
What is round three? Is that in August?
Championship night on September 2nd, and if we get rained out, it'll be rescheduled for September 9th.
So I know Bernhagen's going to be back for both those shows. So very, very nicely done. Last weekend, some fantastic racing at La Crosse Speedway. I got to tell you, man, I've been at that track for 16 years, and I've called some hell of a sportsman races. I mean, we were talking about Rick Schermerhorn passing away, and the two Oktoberfest races, actually three Oktoberfest races that people are posting videos on that me and Hinefeld called that were just the most incredible. I've never seen a driver force more than 2-3 wides in the sportsman division. Bob Fort did it 3 times and then a 4 wide last weekend without touching anybody and wins the feature by that much because I thought Andy Barney was going to get him.
Yeah, that's some aggressive driving.
Wow. But everyone on Facebook has to realize it was not illegal. You cannot force a 3 wide to the inside. He did it outside.
Yep. That's and you've seen that a few times in this class. I believe Edwards, he figured that out a couple of years ago. You know,
Dave.
Just maintain your speed and go. You can go around someone on the outside end. And that was some aggressive driving.
He broke up.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but there isn't most of those rules that with all the 3 wide saying, okay, you do a 3 wide, it's at your own risk, and if you cause an accident, you're the one at fault.
And that's pretty much And that's pretty much the same rule that they've laid down at Toma. Andy Barney never broke out during that race. He had a 22-second flat, and that's when he was right on Fort's bumper. I thought the rookie was going to top Bob Fort, and Fort had broke out once, so that's what I was watching for, to see if he was going to break out a second time, but he never did.
Yeah, and from the beginning of the year, you wouldn't think Barney would be this close, because they would go through
three motors,
yeah, and
a wreck,
and you know the sportsman class is getting pretty tough right now, and Fort appears to be the fastest of them all when it comes to racing. So we'll see how the season shakes out.
How about this? I stumbled upon, this is the first ever NASCAR Weekly Division III rankings of Hornets at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, and I found how some of our drivers shake out right now. Nationally wise, Lester Stanfield is 50th. He's tied with Joey Johnson Jr. They both have 130. Chris Thunderberg, former champions, at 128. Rob Stanfield ranked 70th in the nation out of 500 drivers. He is at 116. Rob Schleifer is at 90, and Carter Hortzman, the rookie, out of all our Hornet drivers, comes in at number 91. That's not, and hey, our buddy Nick Oxborough from Minnesota's in there, but that's pretty cool to see Division III NASCAR with La Crosse Hornets.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, our hobby stock class, the numbers haven't been there the last few years, so Speedway promoter Chuck Deary decided to promote the Hornet class to the number 3 division, make them the Division III class coming out of here. They're running weekly, and the numbers are showing it. We finally got some drivers inside the top 100 in that third division.
Statewide, or actually, this is Midwest. They don't do the state-by-state for Division III. They do it for Division I. It's broke down Midwest. And in the top 20, Lester Stanfield is tied with Joey Johnson at 17th, and Chris Thunderberg is at 19th. So not only Paul Reichert are we going to watch the Paul standings, the point standings till Oktoberfest, a state champion, it could be either Lester Stanfield or Joey Johnson Jr.
Yeah, it could be interesting to see what happens with the Hornets. They're a big time to shine in NASCAR, and who knows, we could have a big time champion.
One thing to point out is these are just feature finishes only. They're nothing to do with qualifying or heat races. This is just feature finishes only for these.
Kevin Ramsell, I got some homework for you to do, because we're going to talk about this next week. Ready?
Yep, go ahead.
Do you and Paul and Bill and our listeners agree that Road America should not be on NASCAR's schedule next year, because the rumors are out again that Road America will be replaced by a street course, not in Indy again, but Chicago? I want you to look into this and tell me what you think, because Kevin Harvick said, that's stupid. Denny Hamlin said, that's stupid. He's going to question the sanctioning body's decisions. Honestly, really quickly, I think they should take the Indy Road Course off, forget Chicago, but keep it at Road America. Kevin?
I agree with you. You have to remember, this is over 4th of July weekend. Where are they racing? Road America. This has all the right pageantry. This has all the right formulas to make this a great event. Plus, it's a great weekend for families that camp out at Road America, and which families have been doing. They've had great audiences up there. They'd be foolish to take this out. And I'm telling you something, people are not supporting NASCAR at Indy like they first did when they first had the Brickyard 400. So, and they're getting much higher numbers at Road America. So that'd be foolish. And this whole street, I hate it, because there's no passing on street courses. It's going to be boring.
Penguin.
I like it. We've had 3 competitive races the 3 years they've been there. Let's keep it going.
Indy, Chicago, or keep it at Road America, where they saw sellout crowds, Billy Doc Niles?
You know, I applaud them for getting more road courses, but, you know, I think now they're saturating it too much. I don't think they need to get rid of Road America. I know they want to get back in the Chicago market after Chicagoland closed down, but I think you got to find something different than another road course or a street course. We got a lot going on the show today, folks. We got Drew Krybek from the Midwest Truck Series. He's coming up next. Scott Chyselski, he is the new point leader in the Midwest Dash Series and the current point leader at La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Brent Kircher will be joining us. That's a whole bunch to talk about here. Stick and stay. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
It was the arena rock that fought them to the top of the charts. It's Tesla. Special guest, Vixen. Performing live Saturday, July 2nd at Ho-Chunk Gaming. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. An electrifying night with Tesla and Vixen. Saturday, July 2nd at Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend the concert and to enter the gaming floor.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket, get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Planning on a special event? Why not make it something easy for you and memorable for your guests? Hi, Jerry here from Big Boar Barbecue and Catering. No matter the size of your party, from 5 to 500, we can handle it. Graduation parties, anniversaries, retirement parties, family gatherings, even wedding receptions. There's a reason we're voted the best caterer in La Crosse County year after year. Give us a call. We'll help you design a menu to remember. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
Hi, this is Kevin from Toma Erie Credit Union, where we make lending easy. Make TACU your first stop to get pre-approved before you purchase your next vehicle, UTV, motorcycle, boat, or camper. Finance with TACU and get all the bells and whistles with rates as low as 2.49% annual percentage rate, plus gap insurance, warranties, and membership payment protection. Call, stop in, or apply online at TACUonline.com to get pre-approved today. TACU is federally insured by NCUA, membership eligibility required.
With fuel prices still sky high, the Toma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. The Toma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or your business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Midwest Race Report, Bog Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. We've done this for quite a many years, as long as Drew Krybek has been involved with the Midwest Truck Series. We do somewhat of a mid-season point standings. What do you think so far? What does the future look like? Kind of a rundown. And Drew's going to be joining us right now with Epic Media. Drew, how are you, buddy?
Hey, doing good. Doing good. Just getting ready for the Slinger Nationals here.
Wait. Before we talk about the Slinger Nationals, the big question on everybody's mind, how's the sponsorships going for the wedding?
Well, you know, we have the official hotel lined up here, so we still got some other opportunities. I told Beth that we might have to sponsor her walking down, because that's the time that everybody's attention, the phones are put away, so we might have to present
that.
Oh, you should, you know, there's a spotlight. There's a Skechers store in town.
Well, we can't say them because they don't sponsor the show. Now, the Comfort Inn sponsors the show, so we can mention them.
So there's a shoe company that could sponsor her.
Maybe. We got time, though. We still have time here. So
you know, you could rent Kevin Rams with a mandolin singing Torn Between Two Lovers, Feeling Like a Fool while she comes down the aisle.
There we go.
Maybe. For the right price, we can negotiate.
Kevin, get on that.
I was thinking more like culture clubs. You really want to hurt me.
Speaking of things going
off the rails.
2022 yeah. Midwest Truck Series has seen 40 different drivers get behind the wheel of a Midwest truck. And at this point of the season, with a big one coming up here on Tuesday night in Slinger, it's James Swann atop the leaderboard. Who saw that coming, Drew?
It seems every year James finds his way to the top of the board. He's as good, and we're getting into a lot of tracks that he's really good at. And so barring any real major issue here, James just knows how to point race. He's usually a pretty clean driver. He stays out of trouble. So unless there's some mechanical failures or something like that, to kind of put him back in the back here.
Yeah, he's
more a late race caution. He could definitely send him.
He's definitely the most consistent driver, but it's not like, you know, he's going to walk away with this. There are other drivers nipping at him.
Yeah, and so, I mean, Kevin Kenezie with that truck has been up front. Cody Huber's just chomping to get that first win, you know, sitting third on the podium there. He's 97 back. And so if you take James out, like, you know, the next, second, third are only 9 points apart.
Yeah.
Back to that, Bryce Miller has clawed his way back in, and he's one that was probably a favorite, but DNF'd the first race, got disqualified the second race, but he's back. He's clawed his way back to fifth with a win on the year, 167 back. Again, we've only completed 7 of our 15 races, so really anything can happen. This is the midpoint of the season.
What's kind of interesting, if you look between 11th and 16th, you've got 4 rookies sitting right there. And that's where I like looking at, as a heart of a point standing. All right, you got a guy out front by 88 points, and you got this guy. What does the middle look like? Because, hey, you know, these drivers want to go to their sponsors next year and say, I finished in the top 5 or in the top 10. And talk about this rookie class you have. They've been awfully entertaining.
They have been. And, you know, right away, Zielinski kind of set himself apart. Aaron Moyer has shown speed. Just early on, just made some probably rookie, you know, just made some rookie mistakes. I think, hey, he's definitely probably one of the most improved racers so far this season. And he's put some solid races together, and the points are starting to show. He's about 30 back from Zielinski, which sounds like a lot, but the way our point structure is, it's really probably first to seventh in any race. And so, that gap was a lot bigger to start off. And so Moyer and Zielinski are probably the top 2 favorites. And then you got Eugene Gregorich, the third there, who's shown a lot of speed, who is one that could definitely get a win yet this season. Having them, and then you have Berg and the 2 Brasseth brothers. And then some of the other ones have missed races. But you got those 3 rookies right in a row. They're 13th, 14th, 15th. Just kind of fighting right in the middle of the point standings. They're fighting for the top 12 in our owner's championship. Has a chance to win an engine from Gandrew Chevrolet. And so they're all going for owner's points to be into the top 12.
Nice.
So that's really what those guys are doing. And like you said, everybody wants to at least try to get to the top 10.
You know, Drew, Slinger marks the halfway point of the season for you. And obviously, you know, the first half of the season, a great first half you've had, highlighted by that Milwaukee Mile race.
Yeah. And so, we've had a really wide variety of tracks. And so, you know, they went Milwaukee. Now we went from a mile down to a quarter mile, and we have 3 quarter miles in a row here. And so this is really as it heats up, this, you know, the points and the tempers may heat up a little bit, you know, and these guys are, you know, we go slinger Jefferson. And so it's, you know, there's going to be some good old short track racing, I'm sure. And it's kind of who can survive this, because then we're back to big tracks. We're back to Wisconsin International, Madison, and then Dells and Jefferson and La Crosse and Dells is kind of how our season wraps up. But you just got to survive these next 2 races. We've already gotten 1 slinger race in. So survive the next 2 and then kind of look towards the end of the year.
Speaking of Slinger, what was the fans' reaction to you guys' inaugural run there a couple weeks ago? And what did everybody learn that you think you'll have a more type, better type of show next time you go there? And you have to give credit to Tommy G for getting his first win as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the fans, from what we heard, the fans loved it. It was good side-by-side battles. You know, we had a B feature, so that kind of it shrunk the field down a little bit, down to 20. The biggest difference, though, I mean, the track configuration will be the same, but there's no super lights when we went through the first time. And I don't think a lot of fans, and just a lot of people don't realize, is like when you run that many super lights on the track, there's going to be a day of testing on Monday, all-day testing on Monday, then you have testing on Tuesday. I don't know what they're going to do with track compound, you know, track bite. They didn't put any down when we were there on the 26th, and so we still had an outside groove, but the track's going to be completely different, and, you know, these guys are used to that when we go to a bigger super late model show. The super late model tire rubber is just softer, and so that lays down on the track, and then the harder tire compound that we run on picks a lot of that rubber back up. And it just makes things different.
Makes it a little slick for the first few laps.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're on a similar tire to the lacrosse late models. And so, Bill, like, you've been on those tires, and so you know what those guys are feeling. But Tom G, he started up towards the front. He started outside pole. And just he ran the race he needed to run. He walked away, gapped everybody, and then the fast guys started making their way through. But we also had Cody Vanderloop, who picked up his first fast time. So a two firsts at a track that we had a lot of drivers with experience, probably 6 to 10 drivers with experience at Slinger. And it was kind of these new guys to the racetrack that proved to be the fastest.
And speaking of Cody Vanderloop, Drew, I saw him race with the Midwest Trucks on Memorial Day at the Triple 99 Golden Sands. Thought he had a chance to win the race. Looked like he was going to do it, ended up finishing third. With his experience with the Wisconsin Sport Trucks, how much has that translated over, do you think, running with the Midwest Trucks?
Yeah, I'm guessing probably not a whole lot other than, you know, they've been to Slinger, so he saw Slinger. But, and the same with Aaron Moyer. His only experience at Slinger was in a Legend. And I asked Aaron afterwards what he thought of it, and he just said it was a lot smaller in a full-size truck. And so I'm guessing Cody felt the same thing. When you're in those little sport trucks, you have a lot more room. It's like a Daytona. You don't lift. So, I mean, other than having four wheels and a steering wheel, I'm sure that's the only similarities that these guys have, you know, kind of coming to some of these tracks.
Drew Krabig with the Midwest Truck Series. A couple more minutes here on the program. 40 drivers have already logged laps with the Midwest Truck Series. Do you expect any other names to maybe give it a run once you get towards the end of the season to see how things might go looking into the next year? Or are you pretty solid on this roster?
Yes, I mean, there's a couple trucks that I know are in the works of being built. There's a couple manufacturers that are working on getting a truck that I know they're trying to get them out yet this year, just so they can get some notebooks, you know, some notes down, so over the off season they can tweak anything that needs to be tweaked. And then the Pathfinder kind of house truck is there. So Austin Lukey ran it last race. The Slinger is going to run this one. He's going to run it at Kakana. But that truck, you know, may have somebody new in it. And then there's a couple trucks that sold last year. That we're still kind of waiting to see get out. And then the buyer's truck, you never know who's going to show up in that truck. You know, somebody like Ty, he has a good relationship with Ty Majeski. And so, you know, maybe you see Ty in it at a race or two, if there's a companion race that they're at with the Super Lates. But I think we pretty much have seen those, pretty much all of them. Like I said, there may be 3 to 5 trucks yet or drivers that we could see yet throughout the year. But it's still a pretty solid year. I'm averaging over 20 trucks a race so far.
It's MidwestTruckSeries.com. If you want to get the official information, young aspiring race car drivers who want to jump into a truck, which that's my all-time favorite series, is sprint cars on dirt and watching trucks. I don't know what it is, but I just love that truck series. Also, check them out on Facebook, and you can find the points, pictures, the rest of the schedule coming up this year, and you can follow along as well. Drew Krabig with Epic Media and the Midwest Truck Series joining us. Drew, always a pleasure to have you on the program, brother. We'll see you here soon. And Billy's going to work on that promotional attitude towards the wedding.
Awesome. I appreciate it. We'll give you a commission on anything that you can sell, Bill.
Hey.
Hit my button. I am here to help.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to a new Midwest Dash Point leader. We haven't had one of those in years. That's coming up on the Midwest Race Report, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters and hornets. Plus TSS welcomes in the three-night late model triple crown, the big eight late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Hello, race fans. This is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union and proud sponsor of the Toma Sparta Speedway. We believe in supporting our communities, local organizations, and developing strong relationships with our members. Are you able to get local decisions or even sit down and talk with the president of your financial? If not, it may be time to become a member at TACU. We are located right here in Toma to help you with all your financial needs. Stop in and feel the TACU difference, and I'll be seeing you at the races. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
It's Four Wide and Getting Wider. Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin, that is. On the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report, Bog Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. For many years, I was the traveling voice of the Midwest Dash Series and the Mid-Ams and the Great Northern Sportsman Series and Toma and the La Crosse Speedway. Hey, I got that out in one breath. Can you believe that?
Yeah, well, you learn from Penguin. You know, he does that segment 5 in one breath.
Well, he grumbles and talks like this now. I've got clarity in my voice. For the first time in I don't know how many years, if you look at the outstanding Midwest Dash or the Midwest Dash point standings, out of 35 cars, there's a new name. It's not Phil Maloff anymore, and we're not dogging on Phil because
can I
he's,
see that
he's like the yeah you haven't seen this
I
he's
haven't
like,
seen this yet no
he's like the king of the Midwest Dash, the guy that has now overtaken him.
Hey, we should talk to him.
We should. Let's dial him up. Beep 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 beep. Scott Cieszkowski, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Man, oh, man. Are you as surprised as I am that all of a sudden you look online and there's your name in front of the master of the Midwest Dash, Phil Maloff?
Yeah, that's that's quite a feat. We've been working pretty hard, and it takes a little luck, too.
So far, You lead Phil by a one with a lot of races left. Mary Pankow's right there as well. And Anna Maloff, how about that? Phil's daughter is running fourth. The traveler, Tim Finstad, is running fifth. So far, you won at Golden Sands back on June 17th. Then you go to MIS, a totally different track, and you win there. Last weekend, when George Seliger swept Wausau, you got a top five. Man, I cannot remember a year of you being this victorious in your career.
Yeah, it's definitely been a lot of hard work, and it's definitely paying off. Since it is the last year that I will be racing in the four cylinders, I figured.
Oh, did it? Breaking news.
This would be my last year in the four cylinder.
Then what?
This spring I had purchased a Midwest truck chassis and
We just had Drew Krybek on the program talking about the truck series for next year. He didn't tell us that little nugget.
Yeah, he didn't drop any names on this one.
Wow, that's gonna be Scott. Seriously, I've known you for a long time, man. That's gonna be really cool to watch you jump into a truck.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I've been working with Colin Reffner and learning some stuff about super late models and stuff that we could transfer over to a late model and late model style car. We could also transfer some of that stuff to the four cylinder too that I've learned. But
Kevin, I don't know if you noticed or not, because I was announcing at the mile. If you looked at Colin Reffner's pit crew, and it was nice to see him come back out for the first time in a while, here's this guy standing at the end of the group photo, and the guy is Scott Soschelski pitting for Reffner. Did you see that?
I did see that, yeah, when it was airing, and I thought that was pretty cool that he's got to get his hands onto a Reffner car and be part of a great racing family. And if I recall, I think that was Colin's first ever time he was at the Milwaukee Mile to make it a third-generation Reffner to race there.
Yep, yeah, it was.
Scott Soschelski joining us on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Scott, you guys have traveled pretty much the same tracks that you've done here in the past. Of course, I was calling probably one of the most thrilling Midwest Dash Series races at Oktoberfest here a couple of years ago, standing in the second row thinking, oh yeah, this race is done. You remember that, Paul? And all of a sudden there's a late caution, and here comes the 21 from nowhere, and it was like probably 30 lengths down to win that thing. So what a career you've had, man.
Yeah, it's definitely something that a lot of people, they don't get to experience, and I just feel so lucky that I actually get to experience that at different tracks. And I've been so grateful to everybody who's helped me along the way, because I wouldn't be here without them.
Scott Soschelski joining us. He has a 1-point lead over the mighty Phil Maloff, returning champion, Oktoberfest champion in the Midwest Dash Series point standings. Kevin.
Hey, Scott. I think this weekend you get to make the long trip down to Morris, Illinois to Grundy County Speedway. And I think you're one of the first people to commit to going down there to compete with the Midwest Tour. The Midwest Dash Series is going to be supporting that the Wayne Carter Classic this week, and talk about going down there.
We're really excited about that. We've never been there. I've never seen the track. I've been watching YouTube videos in car, just trying to figure out the line, figure everything out. I've texted Baird Reffner because his dad Tom actually won Wayne Carter Classic twice, and just trying to figure out whatever I could about the place, because we've never been there, and it's just a lot of excitement going to these different historic racetracks.
Speaking of historic tracks, what are you looking forward to here in the last half of the season? What tracks excite you?
All the places we get to go to. We get to go to Grundy this weekend, and then we go to the Dells the weekend after, and then we go to Hawkeye, and we get to run the little track at Madison, which is going to be interesting, but I've always got circled on my calendar lacrosse and going to Oktoberfest. That's my favorite race of the year.
You love that big track.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite track.
Good. Scott Soschelski, our current point leader in the Midwest Dash Series. Yeah, they've got races coming up. Dells, Hawkeye Downs, MIS, the big one there. Then they go back to Hawkeye Downs, and of course they got Short Track Nationals, and they round things out at Oktoberfest. What would you say is the track on the remaining schedule besides the cross you can't wait to get to, and what's the track remaining on that schedule that you think you may struggle with the most?
I would say the track I can't wait to get to, except for lacrosse, is Hawkeye. We broke the track record there last year, and we ended up having issues in the later part of the race. The car lost power, and we just couldn't do anything then. But hoping to redeem myself there. And then the track where we might struggle is the little track at MIS. It's the real short bowl rings is something we've been struggling on this year, but hopefully we can make a rebound there.
So with the new ownership with the Midwest Dash Series here this year, how do you think the series has gone, Scott, with the Phil Maloof and George Sparkman and all those others now running the series?
I think it's gone very well. The transition was very smooth. They didn't change really any rules. They're really fair with all the drivers. They preach safety. It's been really good. We actually had to put a new cage in the car over the winter because at lacrosse last year they looked at a few things and pointed a couple things out, and I was like, yep, okay, this has got to come out. We got it, because safety is number one in the whole series, and we just got, and that's only going to help make it grow too.
Oh, I think it is too, because you're going to get younger and younger individuals. I mean, you know, Adam Maloof is a teenager. Carter Stark, I don't even think he is a teenager. Is he even 13 yet?
I think he might be.
Peyton Olson, I know, is a young one. So you've got the young ones that are coming up that are some of the family members of some of those that run. But then you've got the old timers. Phil's been around for a long time, a lot of championships. Tim Finstad, Mark Dewey's been in there for a while. I know Kyle Stark. I mean, Kyle Stark used to dominate that division. Todd Snow, I know he's been around for a while. And, of course, George Sparkman. So it was really nice to see the meeting of the minds during the wintertime to get this thing on track, because, like you said, it's going to be a really good future. You've got Grundy here tonight. Give us the quick synopsis. Going to be good, or, well, we're going to see.
We run good on tracks that are third mile and above, so I'm looking forward to it.
Alrighty, Scott Soshelsky drives the number 21 Midwest Dash Series car, has a point lead by a one over Phil Maloof. That's going to be an interesting one as they crown that champion all the way down to Oktoberfest. Great guy on the phone right there, Scott. It's always a pleasure to get you on the program, and hopefully we get to see you at a track here soon enough.
Yeah, hope to see you guys soon.
Alrighty, Scott, take care, brother.
Hey, you guys too.
Thanks, Scott.
Alrighty, Scott Soshelsky right there, race fans. And yeah, it's been a long time since anybody but Phil's been on top of that leaderboard.
I wonder if Phil's going through DTs right now.
Oh, you know he's got to be. Well, I know he's been watching his daughter's program a lot too, so let's see how much he pays attention to her as we get towards
the... That does take time away from preparing your own car.
End of the season. Our next guest has been racing on and off since, 1992. Has never had a track championship, but this guy's been racing with some of the best. We're going to find out what he thinks about being a lacrosse late model point leader. Brent Kirshner joins us next on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
It was the arena rock that fought them to the top of the charts. It's Tesla. With special guest, Vixen. Performing live Saturday, July 2nd at Ho-Chunk Gaming. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. An electrifying night with Tesla and Vixen. Saturday, July 2nd at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend the concert and to enter the gaming floor.
7 years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. Scratch that. It's now 8 years in a row. You have once again voted us the best barbecue, best ribs, and best caterer in La Crosse County. It's truly a humbling experience. We continue to work hard to provide the very best food and service to any size group, catering, carryout, or dining in our restaurant in West Salem. We pledge you'll always get the best food and service, Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem, a delicious mouthful.
A gold ball is usually given to champions.
The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post HQ in downtown West Salem.
With fuel prices still sky high, Vitoma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. Vitoma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
This is Brent Kirshner, driver of the number 8 NASCAR late model. You're listening to the Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, Magnum.media. Hey, we got the TuneIn app as well.
Love the TuneIn app.
We're presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Our next guest, I'm going to read this resume to you. Big 8 late models for 5 years, Tundra Series 2017, couple of years the Midwest Trucks. Lacrosse late model since about 97. USRA B mod at MTS for a couple of years. NASCAR Elite Division in 2005 and 06. ARCA Midwest Tour on and off for 9 years. I mean, that's a lot right there.
Oh, yeah.
Then we've got six races in the Lacrosse Speedway. He has not had a win this year, but this is kind of like the Todd Korsh thing going on.
At least Korsh would win a heat race.
Our current point leader for the NASCAR late models at Lacrosse Speedway, Brent Kirshner, joining us. Brent, what's up, man?
Not a whole lot. What's going on?
You know, I've been in your shop 1,000 times, and I think you still have trophies from every single one of those different divisions you ran.
I do. I've kept them all, and someday I'm going to have to figure out what we're going to do with some of them, maybe give some of them away or something.
You know, that's the big thing that that Rich Bickle did last year was he gave every time he'd get a trophy, he'd give it away.
Yeah, that's impressive. And you started, what, back in 92, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, actually, back in 1986 was my first laps out there at the Speedway in a car that I borrowed from a guy, and we ran a little bit, and actually won one of the B mains at the Speedway that weekend, and then kind of off and on, and then full time in 92, then there or 91 and 92 when we won the championship.
You brought out that big Impala that year, if I remember, right?
Yeah, it was a big old 1971 Chevy Impala.
Ooh, man, now, what a boat!
Now help me with the history of this thing. Didn't Korsh run that for a while too?
You know, after that, I can't remember the exact year that we had sold it, but it got passed around a little bit, and I think I don't even remember, to be honest. Three or four different drivers drove it. And, I don't know where the car is at, but it'd be kind of cool to see it again and see what kind of condition it's in, maybe restore it or something.
I'll tell you what, there's much vintage series around here. I'm sure somebody would like to grab onto that. Brent Kirshner, point leader for the lacrosse late models. And I think in the 16 years that I've announced the lacrosse, is it safe to say this is your first point lead in the NASCAR late models?
You know, I don't really recall. I think it's a good possibility. Yeah, I can't really remember it off the top, but it sounds right. We're happy to be leading it, and we'll see where it all goes.
Dude, you've been turning laps out there since the mid-80s. What is going on this year that the numbers 8 City Auto Sales K is the one to stop? Well, what's going on?
Well, a lot of things. We kind of rebuilt things over the winter, and we've built the different car. Got a couple new crew people. Tucker Miller from over in Wausau, I got to know him over the winter. Knew him a little bit, talked with him and worked with him back in the Wimmer days back 2011-12. And getting to talk to him and getting things going, and he brought some new ideas over, and things have just come together pretty good, and we're just working good together, and having fun. And don't have that win yet, but that's okay. It'll come.
It was always my contention Cora should give that championship back for not winning a feature. I'll say the same thing to you if it happens. But anyhow, looking forward here, you've the competition in lacrosse has been pretty tough, and you've been starting way back. Kind of tough to pick your way from the 6th, 7th, and 8th row when you got that much competition in front of you.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a double-edged deal. If you qualify good, you get put further, deeper in the field behind the inversion. And, it's really tough on a twin 20 where you got 20 laps to get to the front. If things stack up and you spend a few laps racing with a couple guys and the front 2 or 3 rows check out, it's pretty hard to get those guys back without a caution. And then, it's even tough to get it done. You really got to be passing cars right away.
Well, you could do like Bob Ford did last week and go 3 wide 3 times and 4 wide once.
I saw that. That was kind of cool. I just don't know if that would work in a late model.
Kevin Ramsey, you've got to see Brent Kirshner a lot more than I have. When the Dodge circuit was going on in the early years of the late 90s and the early 2000s when he ran ARC, and I'm sure you got some questions for Brent.
One thing that comes across my mind, and it's a personal experience that Brent and I got to share together, and believe it or not, I don't know if Brent knows this, but in September 14th will be the 10-year anniversary that you surprised the whole Midwest by winning the Midwest Tour race at Iowa Speedway. What are your memories of that?
Yeah, it's hard to believe it. In some ways, it seems like just a little while ago, but yeah, it's been a while. We go way back. I remember those days. I remember talking to you down there, and that was that's a memory that I'm going to have for the rest of my life. One of the greatest days I've had at a racetrack, and it was just a lot of fun, and that's just one of those days that you'll just never forget.
Brent, what was your thought? Real quick, was this real? You beat out some big guys, big talent in that thing. What was your feelings as you came down to the closing laps and you realized you were leading this thing?
It's funny because we were racing with Chris in the final races. The halfway break we came in and changed tires and went back out and made an adjustment to free the car up a little bit because we knew it'd be tight after we put 2 tires on and gassed it up. So we took off and the car was just horrible. I was like, at that point I thought I really threw it away. But then within 5 to 6, 7 laps, it started coming back around and I actually got back by Chris and I think the other guy that was racing with that day pretty hard was Nathan Hazeli. And to get back by those guys and run and finish it off like that was pretty cool. And I remember talking to Chris after the race, and I made a mistake there late in the race and actually drove the car into the wall on the front straightaway at the end. I was trying to arc the corner out and make it as wide as I could. And I looked in the mirror. I asked Chris after that. I said, "Did you see me hit the wall there at the end?" And he goes, "Yeah, I followed your tire tracks. I did the same thing." So it was kind of funny.
Speaking of,
that's pretty funny. We, it's And that happens a lot when you're following someone really close. It's easy to do something like that. But that's funny, you know, because as exciting as it was, I thought it was all thrown away there because you just don't know what's going to happen. You cut a tire down, you know, tire rub, whatever. But it was pretty cool to finish it off like it was and, you know, do the burnout at the end there. That's a memory I'll definitely keep.
Speaking of hitting the wall, your truck season didn't start out so great this year, and you were kind of on the fence whether you're going to run full-time here at La Crosse or not. Did that accident kind of change your mind about what your weekly plans were going to be?
Well, it did. That was a pretty tough day. Wrecked the truck, wrecked a lot of stuff on the truck. So, you know, more of a financial than a financial setback, it was a time. You know, we just didn't have the time to put the truck back together, and then we took off and started running La Crosse and really running good at La Crosse. So that kind of helped it. It made it a little easier to not get back in there, not have to or be able to get back into the truck right away. But it's been definitely haunting me a little bit about not being there, because I really really wanted to go to the Milwaukee Mile again, and then to miss out on these two Slinger races coming up here. And the one that's coming weekend here at the Nationals is a pretty big deal. I wanted to be there, but, we'll get through it. We're having fun at La Crosse, and we'll just see what happens. And I think we're going to probably try to run our first truck race back again. We'll be at the Dixieland. So we're looking forward to that. And I think we're going to have a pretty good truck there, too.
Breaking news.
We're pretty excited.
Yep, Brent, we have a couple next round of the Twin 20-lap features coming up 2 weeks from now during the Interstate Fair. I was wondering how you feel about those and what kind of different preparation you have versus a regular Saturday night with those features.
Well, you got to approach those a little bit different, because you got to make sure you don't have any problems in the first one, because then that can kind of dictate what goes on for the second one. So you got to take a little bit of different mindset going in and be a little more cautious or careful, whatever you want to be at the beginning. But and then, like I said earlier, you know, you have the twin 20s instead of 125, so it cuts you 5 laps short. So that gives you even less time to get towards the front or to get up front and go from there. But it's a little bit different, but we're up for it. We're definitely looking for getting our start numbers up there a little bit. Because I feel like we're kind of lacking that here locally, but it's gonna be fun. I think we got maybe two more double feature nights, if I remember right. So it's gonna be fun.
7 races plus Fest for a guy with no wins this year, but 3 strong top fives and a 24-point lead over another guy that's been struggling through the years, Mike Carlson. Steve Bachman up there as well. This is Brent Kirshner. And, man, I'll tell you what, it's been a blast to call his races here, Billy, so far this year.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. You know, consistency, obviously, Ty Corish proved that years ago. Consistency wins championships, and that's exactly what he's doing right now. Brent, we only got a...
That's because the Honey Badger don't care.
The Honey Badger don't care. Brent, we only got a little less than a minute left. Why don't you talk about the advertising partners getting you through the 2022 season?
Yeah, we've got same sponsors I've had for the year, City Auto Sales out of La Crosse here, and then BK Auto Service also. Those are our two main sponsors, and that's pretty much what's keeps the wheels rolling for us. But so I'm just looking forward to finishing out the year strong, and we'll kind of just see what happens. We had a little bad luck last week. We had a shock absorber have a little problem on the right front. We actually caught it before the feature, so we got that changed out. But I've got a feeling maybe the last couple of weeks have been haunting us a little bit, but we definitely got that straightened out now, and I think we're going to be ready to, win this coming weekend here, I guess, in a week and a half now.
Second part of the season coming up, and going to be interesting to see if not only Brent Kirshner can hold off Mike Carlson with that 24-point lead, which can be lost, especially with a twin 20 night, but whether he holds on for his first track championship at La Crosse since 1992. Brent, always good to have you in the program. I know it's been a while, man, and hey, I love what you said. You're having fun at the La Crosse Speedway. How about continuing that this year?
We are. We're having fun. That's kind of been something that we've not been able to do. And when you run good, you're always having fun. You don't necessarily have to win to have fun, but running good and then being consistent, and it's kind of paying off for us right now. So we're just going to keep it going, and like you said, just keep having fun.
Brent, always a pleasure to have you back on the program. Enjoy tonight off. We'll see you next weekend.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, Brent Kirshner on the Midwest Race Report. Hey, we're presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up get...
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Seth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pick up or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
Planning on a special event? Why not make it something easy for you and memorable for your guests? Hi, Jerry here from Big Boar Barbecue and Catering. No matter the size of your party, from 5 to 500, we can handle it. Graduation parties, anniversaries, retirement parties, family gatherings, even wedding receptions. There's a reason we're voted the best caterer in La Crosse County year after year. Give us a call. We'll help you design a menu to remember. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer at Toma Area Credit Union. I am here to help you with all of your home loan needs, whether you are looking to purchase, refinance, build your dream home, or take out a home equity line of credit. TACU is ready to roll out the welcome mat, so call, stop in, or apply online at tacuonline.com to find yourself right at home with a mortgage from Toma Area Credit Union. TACU is federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Membership eligibility is required.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, exit 4 on Alaska.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Get ready. Here comes the Penguin. It's time for Reichert's Race Rewind on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
And here's the racing action that happened over the 4th of July holiday week. We'll start with the Dirt Car Summer Nationals at Sumner, Illinois on Tuesday. Tyler Erb scored the victory. Joey Coulter won the Smart Modified Tour race at Sophia, North Carolina on Wednesday. Thursday, at State Park Speedway, Justin Mondak won the Super Late Model feature. George Schelliger took the Midwest Dash feature. At Kokona, it was Bobby Kendall winning the Super Late Model feature and J.J. Vanderloop taking the Late Model feature. Dirt Car Summer Nationals at Brownstown, Illinois, Shannon Babb wins his first of the season. IRA Sprints at Plymouth, and Mr. IRA, Billy Baylog, claims the victory. USAC Midgets and USAC Silver Crown Series, both at Lucas Oil Raceway in Indianapolis and suburban Indianapolis. Kyle O'Gara First-time winner alert in the USAC Midgets, and Cody Swanson in the USAC Silver Crown. Friday at Grundy, it was first-time winner alert, Austin Cutter winning the Super Late Model feature. Jake Tim took the USRA Modified feature at Mississippi Thunder. Dustin Bitsan, his first USRA Late Model feature. At the Norway Speedway up in the UP.
Yeah.
The 38th Annual State Line Challenge taking place. Justin Mondyke claims his fourth win of the season there. Johnny Sauter second. Jimmy Mars won the Wissota Late Model feature Red Cedar at Toma. The first ever appearance of the Big 8 Late Model Series in the Firecracker 58, Jesse Bernhagen claims his long overdue first win, becomes the 50th different winner in series history.
Nice.
A Dirt Car Summer Nationals were at Paducah, Kentucky. Bobby Pierce the winner. Dirt King's Late Model Tour at Allegheny Speedway. Nick Anvilink the winner. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Portsmouth, Ohio. That went to Ricky Thornton Jr. Night 1 for the USAC Sprints at Putnamville, Indiana. Went to CJ Lurie. And Night 1 of the World of Outlaws Spring Cars up at Cedar Lake was won by Jacob Allen. Saturday at Deer Creek, Dustin Sorensen won the USRA Modified feature. At Elko, twin features for the NASCAR Late Models went to Steve Anderson Jr. and Brian Wolstad. Aaron Rutzel claims his second 410 sprint feature win of the season at Knoxville.
Did you just say Steve Anderson up at Elko?
Steve Anderson Jr.
Whoa, Jr.
Jr., yes.
I was going to say, when's the last time Steve Anderson won a feature? You got me on that one.
Here in lacrosse, Dan Fredrickson was a monster winning the NASCAR Late Model feature. What a night for him.
Qualified with a 19.407, almost broke his own track record earlier this year.
At Rice Lake, Kevin Buzzy Adams won the Wissota Modified feature. At Rockford, the Star Spangled 76 taking place for the NASCAR Late Models. Josh Thuring claims his second win of the season. Mussey Racing Extreme Street Cars were also there for the first time in 4 years. Joe Liguori, the winner. At Shawnee, Justin Ritchie won the Late Model feature. Jaden Schmidt, the IMCA Modified feature. Jake Drew won the Second Street Arkham Menards West Series race in Irwindale, California. Carson Hosevar taking a break from his truck duties to win the CRA Jigs All-Star Tour race at Birch Run, Michigan. Brian Shirley won the Dirt Car Summer Nationals race at Clarksville, Tennessee. Qualifying features for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series Night 1 at Zanesville, Ohio went to Ricky Thornton Jr., Brendan Shepard, and Tyler Erb. Justin Grant won Night 2 of the USAC Sprints at Putnamville, Indiana. And Brock Zierfus won Night 2 of the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars up at Cedar Lake. Sunday at Angel Park, Bailey Maylog hopped in his midget and won the feature. Yes, that's linear. Jacob Nostad won a thrill over R.J. Braun in the Super Late Model feature. Ryan Gutneck won the Late Model feature. Dirt Car Summer Nationals at Lincoln, Illinois. Jason Fager the winner. The IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Series up at Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. Sebastian Bourdais and Ringer Vanderzand the winners. Overall victory. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series Night 2 at Zanesville, Ohio. Went to Brandon Shepard. And the SCCA Trans Am Series, a part of the NASCAR Weekend at Road America. Kaz Grala, who made his debut at Mid-Ohio the race before, claims the victory in just his second start.
Attaboy, Kaz.
And there was racing on the holiday. Big race at Beckley, West Virginia with the Southern All-Stars. Their biggest payout ever, $20,000 to win. Ooh. Jacob Hawkins claims the victory.
Nice.
That'll do it for this edition of Records Race Rewind. And now, here's the latest on racing results with Dan.
Well, another big night at the Toma Sparta Speedway last night as TACU Credit Union sponsored the night and had the big six-shooter mania. Top three in the feature took home the big money. Here we go, looking at qualifying. It was Andrew Moore, the 19.086, topped his brother Matt in the six-shooters. Hornets, it was Mason Morphy back on top with an 18.361. Andy Moore, 17.785. After some problems in practice, he takes home hobby stock qualifying. Weston Marthano, the young 14-year-old phenom from Minnesota, put down a 16.149. He tops the mods. To the features we go. Paul Finch picked up his first win of the year. Yeah, he had qualifying 3 weeks in a row. Morphy knocked him off that spot, but Finch came back to take home the win in the Hornets. Matt Moore dominated the six-shooter shootout mania race. First big money race that he's ever won. He's won a lot of races, but when it comes to the big money ones, he always has a couple of problems. And Matt Moore tops his brother Andrew Moore for the win. In the modifieds, it was Weston Marthaler again. He tops your point leader and takes home his second win on the season. Charles Van Jr. waited till late in the race to take home the hobby stock feature event. Coming up next week, another big week. It's going to be Fan Photo, and the Bandoleros and Legends are going to be there as well. You don't want to miss another big show next Friday night at the Tomah Sports Speedway. This has been the race recap from Tomah. I'm radio man Dan Dyker. Hey, this segment being brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up playground. We're going to wrap the show up, let you know what's going out lacrosse speedway next. You're listening to the Midwest Race Report.
It was the arena rock that fought them to the top of the charts. It's Tesla. With special guest, Vixen. Performing live Saturday, July 2nd at Ho-Chunk Gaming. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. An electrifying night with Tesla and Vixen. Saturday, July 2nd at Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend the concert and to enter the gaming floor.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
Big things are coming this year to the Tomah Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Tomah Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Tomah on Highway 21.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Tomah Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
With fuel prices still sky high, the Tomah BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. The Tomah BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Tomah.
There's the white flag, just one more lap for the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Welcome back, race fans, one more time as we're going to get you set for some quarter-mile mania at the lacrosse Speedway tonight. A lot of other racing going on. I want to thank our fantastic advertising partners for helping us along for these 13 years. Also want to thank the folks at Magnum.media and the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
Also, we podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon Music every single Monday morning because what? How do I know this? Because Billy's driving a semi and pesters me because he's on the road and he wants to hear it.
Yeah, guess what? I didn't listen until Thursday this week. There was a holiday. Yeah, there was a holiday. But hey, lots of racing action going on tonight. La Crosse Fairground Speedway Quarter Mile Mania. The Hornets have the night off because they are a weekly division now, but the Hobby Stocks, Six Shooters, Street Stocks, Minivans, and the High School Racing Association all in action. Plus, at the end of the night, a big demo derby.
$500 to win, too.
$500 to win.
Rumor has it there will be 20-plus minivans tonight.
That would be sweet.
20-plus.
Love minivans. Qualifying for all those divisions at 5:45. First green at 7 o'clock. Demo derby immediately after the last feature. Dells Raceway Park tonight. Round two of the Triple Crown for the late models. Late models, modifieds, bandits, bandoleros, plus, so you can still get in on this, 2-for-1 admission. Check out their website to get in on that. Qualifying at 4:30, first green flag at 6 o'clock. Tomah Sparta Speedway next Friday. Sportsman, Sportsman, Hornets, Six Shooters, Legends, Bandoleros, plus a stop-and-go chaos event. Fan Photo, they're going to have two of them this year, folks. This is the first one next week. Fan Photo will start at 6:15.
That's because Penguin cried that he wasn't in it last year, so he wants to try to get his own.
There we go. Penguin's going to have his own hotshot cards from what I heard.
Oh, whatever.
First, Fan Photo starts at 6:15. First green flag drops at 7:30. Wherever you are at around the country, get out and support your local short track.
Kevin Ramsell, could you imagine what Penguin's hotshot autograph cards would look like?
I was thinking more of a cold shot, but anyway.
Hey, I'm going to be there tonight, Dan.
It's about time, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to be hobbling around, but I'll be there. I get to go see the orthopedic doctor on Tuesday.
2 weeks in a row, the 50-50 has been over $1,400, so it's been really, really good.
Man, Quarter Mile Mania ought to draw a lot of people out, a lot of action on that action track Quarter Mile
Why
tonight.
Do people sit in the Turn 4 grandstands for Quarter Mile Mania?
That's a long walk.
That is
a long walk to the beer stand.
There's probably at least 40 people that sit in the West Grandstands about to turn four to watch Quarter Mile Mania.
Well, I usually sit there when the super late models are running because I like looking down in the pits and see what they're doing, but I don't understand it for quarter mile stuff.
All right, Penguins, so we're going to work on those hotshot cards.
Yeah, okay, whatever, yeah.
All right, Kevin, you're going to Grundy.
I'm going to go to Grundy's. In fact, I'm going to be leaving here real soon to pick up Dad. We're going to be heading down the roads for the Wayne Carter Classic, so expect some interviews next week, and also get some Midwest Dash interviews for you as well, too.
Alrighty. Nice. Well, again, I want to thank our advertising partners for hopping on board this year. We greatly appreciate it. And Rick Wilson, our station manager, Dave Magnum, he runs the whole program, but it wouldn't be done without Penguin and the Doc. This has been the Midwest Race Report here on Bond Country 101.3 1490 The Eagle, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. I'm the voice, Dan Dyker. Hey, support your local short tracks, like Doc said.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Today's report is also brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway, on Bald Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.